The walls whispered betrayal. Smiles hid knives. In the dead of night, the enemies of Burkina Faso gathered, cloaked in uniforms wrapped in false loyalty. But they forgot one thing. The lion does not sleep. He hunts. And when the conspirators were unmasked, vengeance was swift and justice burned bright. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us and tap the notification bell. We drop new content every day. Stay tuned so you never miss a story. Chapter 11, Conspirators Unmasked. By late 2024, the victories had stacked high, and so had the enemies. Burkina Faso was no longer a forgotten name muttered by foreign diplomats. It had become a symbol of rebellion, of resistance, of a small nation refusing to bow. And to the old powers, the ones who had long fattened themselves on African chaos, symbols could be far more dangerous than armies. The warning came on a crisp morning in December. Traoré was reviewing infrastructure plans for a new railway project, one meant to connect landlocked Burkina Faso to the Atlantic coast without foreign control, when his chief intelligence officer, Colonel Abdoulaye Sanfo, burst into the office without knocking. His face was ashen. Without a word, he laid a dossier on the desk. Photos, interrogation transcripts, wiretap recordings. Piece by piece, the story unfolded. A network of disillusioned officers inside the security services. Several prominent businessmen whose fortunes had withered under Traoré's reforms. Foreign mercenaries, paid in gold, not promises, smuggled across the porous borders. Their plan was chillingly bold. Traoré's convoy, scheduled to visit a reforestation project outside Bobo de Lasso, would be ambushed. A planted car bomb, buried deep beneath the road, would trigger when his lead vehicle passed. Snipers, concealed in the trees, would finish off any survivors. Within minutes, the transition government would collapse into chaos. A coup in all but name. Brutal. Efficient. Final. For a long moment, Ibrahim said nothing. He simply stared at the photographs. Faces he knew. Men he had once saluted. Men who had once claimed to fight for the same soil. Betrayal burned worse than any bullet wound. But there was no time for anger. Only action. Swift. Precise. Relentless. Under a veil of secrecy, a counteroperation was launched. Surveillance teams tracked the conspirators. Safe houses were raided in the dead of night. Hidden arms caches were seized before they could be activated. One by one, the plotters fell, dragged from their hiding places in the early hours, blinking against the harsh light, cursing and pleading. But two key players remained hidden. The foreign operatives, ruthless, well-trained, and still at large. And the bomb meant for Traoré, was already in place. The convoy rolled out at dawn as scheduled. Ibrahim insisted on going forward with the trip. His advisors begged him to cancel, to stay hidden, to show caution. But Traoré, true to the blood that had carried him through so many battlefields, refused. "If I hide," he said simply, "they win without firing a shot." So he went, not armored inside a bulletproof cocoon, but in the open, in the lead vehicle, daring them, daring fate itself. As the convoy approached the danger zone, a dusty stretch of road lined with skeletal trees. The trap was sprung. A black SUV parked innocently at the roadside exploded without warning, hurling a shockwave of fire and shrapnel into the air. The convoy swerved wildly. Gunfire erupted from the treeline, sharp professional bursts. But this time, Traoré's loyalists were ready. They had anticipated every move. Elite snipers hidden in advanced positions took out the attackers with merciless precision. Mortar teams shelled the escape routes. Within minutes, the would-be assassins lay dead or captured, their bodies sprawled across the smoking wreckage of their failure. And Ibrahim Traoré, still standing amidst the swirling dust, still alive, still unbowed, raised his fist to the sky. The convoy rolled on, battered but unbroken. That evening, Traoré addressed the nation. He did not do it from behind layers of security. He stood in the open, in the heart of the capital, surrounded by thousands who had poured into the streets to show their defiance. His voice thundered through the night. "They tried to kill me. They tried to kill Burkina Faso. But we are not so easy to kill." The crowd erupted, a rolling, thunderous wave of sound that echoed off the crumbling colonial facades, off the battered marketplaces, off the dreams of a people reborn. "They do not fear my life," Traoré said, his eyes sweeping the sea of faces. "They fear your courage. They fear your freedom. They fear that a small nation can rise without asking permission." He lifted his hand, battered and scarred but steady. "Let them fear. We will not bow. We will not break. And if they come again, they will find not just one man standing. They will find an entire nation, a million hearts beating as one. The chants began again. Traore! 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 But this time it was different. It was not worship. It was something deeper. Something holy. A covenant. In the days that followed, the surviving conspirators were tried in public courts. There were no secret executions, no disappearances in the night, only justice swift, visible, and fair. Because Ibrahim understood, if Burkina Faso was to live, it had to be better than its enemies. It had to be better than its past. In the quiet hours afterward, Ibrahim sat alone in the courtyard of the old presidential palace, gazing up at the stars. The wounds were deep, physical, emotional, spiritual. But so too was the resolve. He thought of his parents, their calloused hands planting crops in the harsh soil. He thought of the children learning once again under crumbling roofs. He thought of the blood spilled and the lives saved. And he whispered into the warm, dusty night, "I am not alone. They walk with me. The living, the dead, the unborn." And with that simple prayer, he rose, straightened his uniform, and prepared to walk forward once more. Into history, into destiny, into the fierce, unbroken future of Burkina Faso.